boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I thought we made a pact last night, and you didn't follow through on your end.
Okay, anytime you and I do make a pact of some sort, one of us always sucks and does not follow through.
Yeah, pretty much. This time it was you.
Thanks for telling me I suck.
So let me let you in to the back end of Those Girls in the Afternoon. For whatever reason, I have this thing that if I hear Benson Boone,
Moonbeam,
that specifically, but really any Benson Boone, I'm like trained like a dog. I immediately think Crumble Cookie.
She does. Because they did that collab one time. Or was it twice?
Twice. They brought it back.
Yeah.
So anytime I hear Moonbeam, I go, ooh, I should have a cookie, I think. It's just how my brain works. And I need
a cookie.
I'm a bad influence, and anytime I hear Benson Boone, I say out loud, oh no, I need to look at what the flavors are this week.
Yep.
And you play along and you're like, oh yeah, tell me if there's anything good. Well, I looked last night and there was some good stuff. They have like a Dubai chocolate cookie and stuff. So I told you, and you're like, I got to call Neighbor Man now.
I did. During the show, I was like, I have to tell him about this.
Pookie, can we go get Crumble?
That's exactly how it went.
That's how it went. You did that. And then actually not long after, my boyfriend called me because he was on meatball duty again, so he needed help. And I, you're like, you should ask him. So I did. I said, well, what are the odds that we get Crumble tonight? He's like, yeah, sure, whatever. We did it. We went to the gym and we went to Crumble after because those two cancel each other out, so nothing matters. And then today you go, don't even tell me you got Crumble. Like, I thought we left on the same page.
I didn't get to it last night.
So don't be
mad at
me.
Now I don't want it because you went without me. Even though we weren't going to go together.
And, yeah, why are you mad at me?
So you and I were out of the building for a majority of the day because we were doing some prep. Getting things ready for Downtown, Z102.9 Downtown, back on Saturday, February 21st, noon till 3. Get the details, KZIA.com. And while we were doing that, I got a text message from a number I don't have saved. And they said, what are you doing? Which I was like, is somebody watching us? Like,
no, you were annoyed. Who's texting me and why do they want to know what I'm doing? We were sweating. So I understand why you're a little crabby.
Yeah, we were very crabby. And I said, who is this? They didn't respond for over an hour, and they said, Jessica, this is Anna. They think I'm Jessica. They think I'm Jessica. Come over to my barbecue party this Friday. Girl,
Who's barbecuing in 2-degree weather?
That's what I'm... So then I looked at the area code. It's not here. Should I get a plane ticket and get the heck out of here? Because I looked up the area code. It's 213, which is Los Angeles. Girl, I've always wanted to go.
What was her name?
Her name's Anna. Apparently, my name's Jessica.
Okay, I'm delusional, and I'm like, Los Angeles means it's a celebrity. Anna Kendrick, got your
Anne
phone number.
Hathaway.
That's Anne, not Anna.
I don't care.
Okay, we're going, like, fully there.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I have a new toy that I'm obsessed with.
Oh, man. Labubu's over?
Labubu's are out.
Okay. You're still carrying them, though.
I do, because they're cute, you know. But I'm not, like,
obsessed
like I once was back. They're very 2025. You know what I'm saying?
She moves quickly.
I do. And this toy,
I wonder what your dating life was like back in the day.
You don't even want to know. I get bored very quick. This toy went viral. I just was thinking about my past. She was. This one went viral kind of on accident and not for the reason it was intended to. So the Chinese New Year is coming up.
Yeah.
And with the Chinese culture, there's Chinese zodiacs and every year has a different animal.
Like the lion or something like that. Yeah.
So we're about to be in the year of the horse. Okay. So this.
So My Little Pony's back?
Is
it really?
No. Don't get your hopes up.
God, I would be so excited.
There's a company, and it's like one of their biggest wholesalers in China, was going to make a cute, like, stuffy horse for the Chinese New Year to celebrate the year of the horse. However, something happened in manufacturing, okay? And one horse had a little bit of an issue, and the worker sewed the smile upside down. So it's a frowning... horse. Okay. Aww,
that's cute though.
They obviously saw pictures of it online. They offered the person that got the, what is now dubbed the crying horse. They said, oh my gosh, we'll get you a refund. So sorry for the mistake. No. It obviously got sewn on there incorrectly. They didn't ask for a refund and it blew up online. It's now the crying horse for 2026. Everybody wants it. They've started now mass producing them with the frown on
nice.
It instead of the smiley face. I found one on Walmart.com. I'm about to order me one.
Dude, give me one.
Nothing says 2026 like
already.
Going into it with a frown.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I have been on the hunt for the last like 3 years to find the perfect perfume that can make neighbor man's toes curl.
Okay.
Not like that. I have always been the type of girl that really loves perfume. You should see my collection. It's redonkulous. Okay. I got a lot of perfume. I got a lot of sprays, lots and lots of things.
Mm-hmm.
And I love when someone comments on my perfume and tells me I smell good. And I will make note of each time. Like, oh, Taylor said I smell good in vanilla. You know, things like that.
Oh, wow.
I have notes. Like, I know. Huh?
Spreadsheet.
Yes. I know when you have told me I smell good in those sprays. Chris Jackson said it one time. And that was Versace. He's expensive. So that one makes sense.
Oh, my God. You really do remember everything.
Yes, but I have never once been complimented by my boyfriend neighbor man. And I wasn't going to say anything. I've been just on the hunt trying to find the perfect one. And don't think that he doesn't compliment me on other things, because he does, but just not perfume. Okay, it's been like 2 years of me searching or so. And so finally I said something to him like, you've never commented. So he's had that in the back of his head, knowing that he needs to find something that he can comment on.
Okay.
It was like 2 nights ago. He was putting lotion on my back. Don't ask questions. I just like lotion on my back. Okay. And he goes, something in this smells good. I like it. It's clove. Honey, if you want me to comment on a perfume, you better get clove.
Clove?
What are we cooking?
What's a clove? Hang on now.
I thought it was cooking.
Yeah, you can.
Don't you put on in like pumpkin pie? Don't you put clove in there?
Yeah, I think so.
With
pumpkin spice.
Yeah.
Okay. So now you're on the hunt to just smell like a clove.
Why?
I mean, just rub them under your underarms. Call it a day.
Just buy some clove from the grocery store and right under the pits.
Yeah, and be like, that's what you said.
Clove. My boyfriend neighbor man got assigned some homework yesterday, and the dude's not even in school anymore.
From who?
From the vendor that we won the grand prize from.
Now, don't forget why this is all so funny.
I'm still not engaged.
Okay.
She's going to make that clear every time.
Well, I don't want somebody. I just imagine somebody's in their car and is like, wait a minute, I missed a chapter. No, you didn't.
No, I didn't.
Business as usual around here.
So part of that vendor that we won the grand prize from, they do all sorts of things, from DJ to photography, videography, gowns, things like that. And we know that we're going to take them up on the photo portion.
Uh-huh.
We decided there's like two different parts of the package. So it's like you're going to get 1,500 photos of your wedding day and then 300 of like your announcement of your engagement. We said, can we change this? Can we have it be 1,500 of our engagement photos?
Mm-hmm.
Because we're getting married in Thailand. So you're not coming with us.
Right.
And then have the 300 be the day he finally gets down on that freaking knee, dude. Okay.
The proposal.
Yes. When I was telling them this on the phone, they were like, okay, great. So when are you getting proposed? I'm like, if I knew.
Oh my God.
The nails would be did. The hair will be done. Okay. So one thing led to another. Now they're talking to my boyfriend neighbor man and they're finalizing, you know, the package, the payments, things like that. And apparently they gave him homework last night. I asked him how that phone call went, and he goes, I'm not going to tell you much, but I am going to tell you that I have homework.
Interesting.
And I saw him texting them again today, and it was, I didn't see what was being said, but I could tell there was text messages, and it was a paragraph. And I asked who he was texting. He goes, oh, you know who I'm texting, doing my homework. And last night,
okay,
he was doing all sorts of research and would not let me see his phone. I don't know what he's researching, but dude's doing homework.
I mean, I could probably tell you kind of what it is.
What is it?
I feel like he they want a plan.
They probably, yeah, dude's got to figure it out.
So maybe he's looking at locations.
Okay.
Or
have you been texting him too?
Spots. No, I do not have his phone number, and he does not have mine. And even if he did, I wouldn't freaking tell you.
I know you've heard us talking about those girls, Sweat Squad, and you might be thinking, I don't really think it's for me. Can I change that thought? Give me like 30 seconds, okay?
And go.
Okay. It's not just for anyone who is like hitting the gym. It's for anybody who's doing any type of fitness, right? Whether that's going for bike rides, running around with the kids in the backyard. Maybe you don't work up a sweat. That's okay. It's also still for you. It's for anyone who's wanting healthier food options or just wants to make some friends.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's happening in those girls' Sweat Squad. People are in there just because they want to see what we do outside of our show. Mm-hmm. They want to meet some friends.
They want to talk about the things that they're doing to get sweaty. Yeah. I got to shout out our coworker, Miss Queen Loretta.
What'd she do?
She is taking a class tonight, a 56-minute muscle sculpting class with a 12-pound weighted vest.
There's a... I'd last 5 minutes.
She said that she's going to let everybody know how it goes.
I want to hear.
I do too. I want the review. You can see where people like to do their workout classes or where they like to go on runs or bike trails. Or uh-huh. There's so many awesome things going on in those girls' Sweat Squad. And the best part is that it's all positive and motivating.
Oh, and free.
Oh, yeah, and free, duh.
I don't know why we always forget to mention
they don't
that.
Let us take credit card information. We're not allowed.
We shouldn't be trusted with that.
Definitely not.
No. But it's called Those Girls Sweat Squad on Facebook, and it's a private group. But if you request to join, we promise we'll get you in the next couple of minutes.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with Those Girls in the Afternoon on Z102.9.
Today we have a truck and a trailer kind of in the middle of the road next to... No, you're looking the wrong
way.
I is not that one. That one's boring. This white one right here by me.
No. The one you're saying that's boring, how is that legal? What it is, is it's a... What are they called? A flatbed?
Like a flatbed.
It's just sitting in the road. How's that legal?
Not connected to anything.
Not connected to anything. How's that legal? Okay. What else are we supposed to be looking at?
And then right behind my
your
big fat head
is I can't see.
I knew you were going to call it fat.
We've been together a long time. We can do that.
But okay, so
I literally can't see it. Your whole body is in
the
way.
Dude, come on.
And I'm not calling the rest of you that.
We drove past it when we came back to the radio station after we were doing some outside work. And they had the back of it open. I was driving, so I was hoping you were nosy enough to look in the back.
Well, you know me. I'm talking crap the whole time, so I'm in my own little
what
head.
What do you mean? I thought you're nosy enough that you were going to see what's in there.
If you finally drive the vehicle and I can just sit passenger princess, the whole time I'm like, oh, my God, I can't stand this.
Blah, 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 okay, well, then this is all useless because I wanted to know what was in that trailer.
Oh, girl, I wasn't paying attention. I was gossiping the whole time.
Well, that's all. I don't have any answers for you folks. Except that my head is fat.
I don't know if I ever told you this, that I told Neighbor Man I think I could plan a wedding in like 3 months.
Really?
Yeah, because I want us to get married on March, like around March 31st. And I was like, I think I could do this.
That's 2 months now.
So last night when I was starting the planning process of like, you know, who's going to cater, things like that. I'm fully in, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I started to get overwhelmed very quickly, very fast. And he's like, whatever happened to being able to do this in 3 months?
Uh-huh, I can see that.
First things first is I got to get a dress, right? We got to do a quick turnaround as fast as we could, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I have an appointment on Monday. You're tagging along.
Yes, I am.
But I started panicking about this because I don't know what I want. I always envisioned myself in a ball gown, you know, the most sparklies of all sparkles ever, right? However, I just don't think that's going to go with our like we're going to do a destination wedding, and I just don't want to travel with a ball gown dress, mm-hmm. Okay? So I don't know what I want now. So last night I did some serious research, and that included say yes to the dress.
Is it dumb of me to say that's... That sounds like research to me.
Okay, is that our generation or what?
Because
I'm
know.
Like, what am I supposed... supposed to do. I did Pinterest for a little bit.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Did you make a board?
Girl, we've had a board ready since like 2007. Okay. What are you talking about?
So you're
about?
Ready to go then.
Monday, those girls in the afternoon will be out of the studio because we're headed to a, what do they call, bridal shop, wedding shop, ball gown shop.
We're off to a great start. She booked an appointment for something.
I'm hopefully finding the dress for my big day, and Taylor's tagging along. But I want to lay down some rules.
Okay.
Okay, because I've already laid down the same rules to my boyfriend, neighbor man. He's coming. He'll be at the appointment. That rule is, if you think I look fat in a dress, you have to tell me. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Oh, man.
Okay, but I feel like we need a code word, because I would probably cry. No, not I will probably. I will cry if you straight up go, girl, you look a little fat in that. You know what I'm saying?
In what world do you think I would actually, I mean, like, I, you know, we joke about me being heartless. I don't think I've ever been like, yeah, fatty. Like, what? No. I wouldn't say that to anybody.
I would hope not.
No. Okay.
But I need you to be honest with me, okay?
Okay.
Because I can't see it from your perspective. I can only see it on myself and I'm here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I don't want to look back on wedding day photos and be like, God, why did nobody tell me? You know? And then my butt was looking a little too buddy.
Well, yeah, that's the whole point of like having your entourage come with.
So we need a code word. And I don't know what that is. But it has to like not also not be offensive in any way.
Okay, well, what do you want it to be?
I don't know. Something soft. Something from like our childhood that would make me happy, but also destroying me at the same time.
Billy Ray Cyrus.
What kind of childhood did you have that Billy Ray Cyrus made a huge impact on you?
I'm sorry, don't break my heart, my achy breaky heart.
Hi, my name is Destiny, and I'm shopping for a wedding dress before I'm even engaged.
Is anybody surprised? I don't think so. You have made it very clear that you don't want to do anything traditional.
No.
And I really don't think that's that big of a deal at this point.
No, especially not for me. I think everybody kind of assumed I was going to do something crazy like this. But I have an appointment to go dress shopping on Monday. Taylor's tagging along. I'm making, again, not traditional, making neighbor man come along.
Yep.
I need him there on that big day. And I told him last night that I need a code word. If you think I look fat in a dress, I need you to say something, okay? And I'm not going to be offended because what I would want is that you guys could see the dress on me. I can only see through a mirror, and a mirror doesn't really tell you.
Yes.
I just don't want to look back on my wedding day and be like, oh, wow, like, why didn't anyone tell me that dress wasn't really that flattering on me?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So with that, and we came up with a code word. We've got our safe word.
Billy Ray Cyrus. I mean, that it could be workshopped. It's the first thing I thought of.
Yeah. Don't break my heart, my achy, breaky heart, okay? There is a fat chance we will be breaking my heart, my achy, breaky heart, though. I already told Neighbor Man, I'm 99.9% positive I'm going to cry at this appointment. I just am an emotional girly pop, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I cry about every little thing. I'm almost positive my insecurities are going to get the best of me. I'm going to cry.
So what do we do?
Don't
like, know. You know me.
You don't like crying.
Well, I don't know what to do.
I know.
What am I supposed to do? But I guess, you know what? Have you even thought about this, though? Is that you're going to have, like, somebody there is going to be helping you that you don't really know.
I know, and I'm going to cry in front of them, too.
Right. So, I mean, maybe they're trained professionally in these situations. But I'm also, like, a little concerned. I've seen you cry a million times. Whatever. I know she gets over it at some point. I'm also, like, how are we supposed to know the difference of the cry? Like, the, ooh, I'm not feeling myself cry versus, ooh, this is the one. Because on the TV shows, they cry when they find
the dress. They do.
And I've never done this before. I don't know what I'm doing.
And I have a feeling I'm probably going to cry both ways, right? I'm an emotional girl.
So what do we do? How do we know?
I would assume, I don't know, but I'm going to give you the best idea. If I'm happy, it will be cry, okay?
Okay.
And if I'm insecure, it'll be that sounded kind of like a laugh.
I kind of hope neither of those happened. That you weren't expecting when you invited me to come help you wedding dress shop that I'd bring my boyfriend Curly along to tag along.
I mean, if you're trying to get, it's like a 2-for-1 deal and you're like, I would like to also shop for myself.
Sure, why not? Nope.
Not that. I'm a firm believer in killing two birds with one stone. So like,
that would be an actual nightmare.
What's mine is yours.
And also, no. No, so we got to go out of town for this, and you're bringing along neighbor man and some of his family members. So I was like, listen, I'll drive separate. You guys can make a day. I don't want to be the weird friend that like overstays their welcome and is suddenly at your dinner together. So I was like, I'll drive separate. I go home last night and I'm like, you are not going to believe what Destiny's up to currently.
She's got an appointment.
This woman's crazy. And he's like, we've been known. Okay. Nothing new is happening here. So I'm telling him all about it. And I'm like, well, what do you think? Like, okay, we're going on Monday. You have Mondays off. What do you think about being my chauffeur and driving me since it's out of town? Wouldn't that be so fun? And he's like, no. I mean, like, I like to video game all day on my Mondays. That's like his Sunday. I'm like, okay, but what if you make it a you day and you find some thrift stores and you go shopping around and, I don't know, hit up a casino? Maybe you could go sit at a bar and like watch a sporting event or something. And then he goes, well, when you put it that way.
He's in.
Then he's Googling, he's Google mapping what's around there. Ooh, they have this. Ooh, they have that. I woke up this morning. He was already up and chipper as ever saying, I can't wait for our road trip on Monday. I'm like, this, I have to remind you, it's not about you. It's not Curly's day.
He might be walking out with a dress too.
Can you imagine? Did I mention that I've never been wedding dress shopping with anybody before?
I am shook at that this. Like, you have sisters. I figured you went at least with one of them, right?
Only one of my sisters is married.
Okay. Don't you have, you go to weddings like every weekend, I swear to God.
Well, I'm not that good of a friend to be going to the appointments, I suppose.
God, I feel so excited to tell you I care about you.
Yay. I already told you that I, like, I'm so honored, obviously.
So you've never been in there? You don't know how this whole process goes?
No, not a clue. I have no idea.
Oh, you're going to make a fool of yourself.
I have no idea. So what am I, as a good entouragian.
Okay.
Or a bride squad or whatever they say, you know, should we get t-shirts? Oh my God, don't get me started.
Oh my God, let's do it.
What am I, like, what's my job? What is my research? I also don't know anything about weddings, period, let alone,
a dress,
bridal gowns. So I'm kind of flying blind here. I don't know how helpful I am. I don't like to have an opinion.
You are the worst. You're going to have to do some research.
Okay, but like, in like what, where?
Let's start with first with maybe say yes to the dress, okay?
I'm familiar with the program.
Just understand that those dresses are from Kleinfeld, so that is so out of my budget.
Right.
Some of those people go for like $15,000 dresses, okay?
Well, I guess the dollar signs aren't any of my,
that's all you, boo. I got nothing to do with the money.
As the non-romantic girly as part of this duo, can I just brag that I'm so ahead of the game for Valentine's Day?
Honestly, I'm like kind of proud of you. I'm the hopeless romantic in the group. I got nothing. And you are ahead of me.
I am.
Good on you, girl.
But I do.
You're a changed woman.
Well, because I had
she might be into romance now.
Crazy. I just had an idea this year for it. However, I got a notification earlier that the box was delivered.
Uh-oh.
Curly goes home for lunch.
No.
And I know that box was labeled, so
he knows.
Well, I think he had
Did he say anything?
He hasn't said anything. And
that's because he's going to play dumb.
Well, I know. And here's the problem is, am I going to be totally, like, swindled into letting him just having it early?
Yeah, you will.
I didn't want to do that. I wanted it to be for Valentine's Day.
I mean, you can try your best, but he knows. We all do that in a relationship, right? You end up seeing what you're getting for Christmas, but you played the dumbest of dumb games. He's going to act like he just brought that box in, but he didn't see giant name on it.
I know it's large and on the side of it.
Uh-huh. Good luck with that one. He knows, and he's going to work his magic to get it early.
I know. God, I'm weak. I'll just give it to him.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I'm mostly bringing this up to you because I know we are going to have completely opposite opinions on this.
I'm here for this. Here we go.
So I saw a little article when I was scrolling the internet earlier today of big travelers noticing a trend when it comes to hotels and resorts. And that is that there's no privacy in hotel bathrooms anymore. Let me explain. There's either no door and then it's just an open, you walk out into the bedroom. There's sliding doors that are completely glass or like frosted glass, or just a curtain, and that there's really no full privacy when it comes to hotel bathrooms.
I think you think you know where I'm going to go with this, but I don't know that you do. Because at home, I do talk about how I love to walk around naked, right? Well, I love to go to the bathroom with the door open.
Right.
But I do draw the line at the number two. And here's the reason why.
Oh. She has boundaries.
Particles in the air. When you flush that toilet, that crap comes. The particles are going in the air, even if you have the lid shut. So I have to sit on a bed. Not only we don't even know if they cleaned it, right? Mm-hmm. But number two, it could have particles
number
on
two
it.
On it.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay,
this is why I won't put my makeup in the bathroom. I can't have makeup in the bathroom for the life of me. My toothbrush has to be completely hidden out of the everywhere because I'm so worried about those particles. I'm crazy.
Okay, yes, and I don't disagree, but that's not what the... I love your passion.
I thought that's where we were going.
It's more about being fully exposed. For example, I can tell you... Okay, so we went to Mexico last March, and I will tell you that I was like a little bummerfed by the hotel room that we were in because... There was not only a glass door on the shower, right? Completely see-through. But then out in the bedroom, there's a freaking window that looks right into the shower. And I just was like, I'm sorry.
I don't care about
that. I don't care what kind of romantic getaway you're on. If I have to shave my legs, if I must, nobody needs to see that. I am Elastigirl. My foot is behind my head trying to get, you know...
Dang, girl.
It just
nobody
doesn't.
Nobody shaves like that.
There's no reason anybody needs to see that.
I like how we had both two worries. You're like, well, someone's going to see me doing gymnastics while I'm trying to shave my legs.
Yeah.
And then I'm over here like, I'm worried about the poop particles, okay?
I guess everybody has their thing.
It's those girls in the afternoon and trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
So I've been looking at wedding dresses. To see, like, you know, what would be the perfect one for me, okay? Last night, as I'm scrolling, and I don't want to talk about how long I was doing just that. I started to notice a trend of the photos that I was screenshotting that I'm like, oh, I like this. This is me. I sent some of those photos to you, Taylor, and I'm very curious if you're catching the trend that I'm noticing of what I like in wedding dresses. And yeah, I will say we both really don't know how to explain them very well.
Like corset top?
I do want that. Yeah, that would be lovely.
I think I'm really stupid.
Okay, the biggest thing that I'm noticing is that what I'm liking is a pop of sparkle or a pop of color or a pop of lace or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I don't want it to be too much but not too little. And then the rest of the dress, I just want it to be plain.
Simple.
Yeah, very simple, like silky, whatever. I don't want, like, I've noticed I'm not really wanting a whole lot under, like, from pelvic down.
I think you should include that when you go shopping. No, yeah, you're right. Like, all of these are fairly simple, like, skirt.
Yes. That's
sections,
a good way to put it. Yeah.
I guess.
Now, my only concern about this is that as I'm screenshotting, because these are the things that I'm liking, is that me? Because I'm a very outgoing person, bubbly, you know, crazy. Are you going to look at that and be like, God, that's too simple for you?
I wouldn't say any of these are boring by any means.
Okay.
You're making it sound like you picked like a satin white dress and
how
that's it. Because there are some people who really plain and maybe air quotes boring. None of these are boring, nor are they plain. Do I think anybody who knows you from being on the radio would think that you would have something much sparklier and much louder? Yes, 100%. But can I tell you what I think this says to me?
What?
Is Uh-oh. That, because I feel like looking at these, I'm like, yeah, I can see that. Yeah, that makes sense for you. Yeah, that's giving destiny. But to me, I'm almost like, okay, I feel like it means you've grown up.
Oh my God, I love this.
Because I feel like if you want a dress that's like loud and uh-huh. like almost prom dressy, maybe like fully bedazzled, all the things, it's because you want to like be the star of the show. And if you want to be at your wedding, that's totally fine. Go off, diva. That's fine. But from my vibe of you planning this wedding in the last 2 days, I'm like, oh, you don't really care about the, like, it's more about
me and him,
the actual relationship.
Uh-huh.
So I hate to be sappy, but I think she's growing up, you guys.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
It's an awful feeling to step on a Lego. We're going to talk about that with tonight's trivia question. 17% of parents say they would rather step on this than a Lego. What is it?
I'm like in pain just thinking about it.
I know.
Can I be so for real with mm-hmm. you? Ooh, you can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
I mean, like what is just as bad as a Lego, but you'd still rather step on that? I mean, there's countless of things I've got.
I'm just picturing my sister's house. She's got two young children mm-hmm. and I'm like, for being child safe, some of those toys are not foot friendly. You know what I mean? A Lego? Are you kidding me?
17% of parents say they would rather step on this than a Lego. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9.
We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
Tonight's trivia question. 17% of parents say they would rather step on this than a Lego. What is it?
You still have time to text in your guest to 319-200-1029. But so far, Jane said a Hot Wheels car. Ouchie.
I just imagine it being like a banana. You know how they show that in like movies and TV shows where you like,
whoa, 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 whoa.
And you slip.
Yeah.
I feel like that would happen with a Hot Wheels car. And I just feel like I need to be realistic with myself. And that probably doesn't happen.
I just think that those things are like metal. And a lot of them have pokey little thingies on mm-hmm. the back of the car. Ouchie. I don't want to do that.
9176 said dog poop. Yes. Ew. I have in my house. Don't ask questions. I would rather do that than a Lego any day. Dog poop, dog pee, you name it. Barf.
No.
All of
I'll
it.
I'll take the Lego.
Seriously?
100%.
I can wash my foot off in 2 seconds with no pain. Just the pain of the ick.
Uh-huh.
Then no. a Lego. Oh, okay. Mm-mm. We are not the
stinky.
Same.
Stinky. Yuck. Casey said car keys. I suppose I've never stepped on
a car
key. Do you
have your car keys on here? I would try stepping
I
on it.
I don't. No, man. Don't. Why are you volunteering my car to get stepped on?
I don't know. Well, my car. I have my car key on me, but it's like a fob.
I also have a fob. It I think does, there's a key in there.
There
but
is. I could take it out, but I need. What way are we talking, Casey? Because does the key have to go up?
Oh, my God.
Or if it's just like my house keys, the way they would lay on the ground, it would lay flat and it would
still
hurt.
Be a little pokey, yeah.
I don't know. Should I live on radio?
I think I.
What? Keys?
I mean, if you're willing.
Although.
Get the button ready.
Yeah, I don't have the bleep button ready. Not today.
We do not have good money to take care of that one if you and I got sued.
No.
Oh, it's my turn.
Back to you, Chief. Unless you want to just keep talking about car keys.
I was like, should I really step on car keys live on the radio? I'm tempted. 17% of people say they would rather step on this than a Lego. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029. And the answer's coming up in less than 3 minutes.
You step on keys.
I have a potty mouth.
Yeah, see?
Mm-hmm. I can't be... Mm-mm.
They're going to be like, oh, I didn't even know that was a swear word.
Oh,
you do now.
I am creative. I am.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Eh, just kidding.
It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
17% of people say they would rather step on this than a Lego. What is it?
And? The Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
17% of parents say they would rather step on ice or snow than a Lego. With the chance of falling. You know what I'm saying? Like, you would rather fall on your back. There's a potential, right?
They're going to wipe out?
Right. By stepping on the ice or snow versus a Lego. Personally, I'm going to pick a Lego. I don't know what these parents are talking about. And I'm sure they're like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, maybe I need to be stepping on more Legos because to me, a Lego sounds better than snow or ice.
That's what I'm saying.
I hate having a cold foot.
Were we talking about your dogs? I guess we are now.
Well, yeah. Did you want to know what I thought?
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.